Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. It's a beautiful Friday morning, and we welcome y'all back, and we welcome all any of the first-time listeners. Today, I want to do something I don't like to do very often, and I think I've only, out of 120 programs, I think we've only one time talked about a little bit about it. But we'd like to ask for your help. We need your help. We need your support. We want you to become partners with us. We don't need a lot. We're not like a lot of ministries that have big fancy buildings. We have a small little studio that's located in our church, and we've got some equipment upgrades we need to get taken care of that we really can't afford. And, we need your help. We don't need a lot, folks. We just ask, we're asking right now, for people who would like to help support our ministry, to keep us on the air on the radio here in the East Coast, and to help us with our ministry on the internet and our ministry in our local community and around the world. We reach a lot of people. On our website, we have a newsletter that goes out, and also email updates, and that list is getting bigger and bigger all the time. I don't know where we're at now, 5,000, 6,000 people that's on the email list. And, and the software for the email program, that costs money, and naturally the website updates and upkeep cost. And, the radio program, even though it's a wonderful price, it still costs some money. And we just need your help. We're a very small ministry, but we reach millions of people. And all the glory is the Lord's. All the praise goes to the Lord. I never in my life ever thought that it would be possible to reach the millions of people that we reach from such a small little venue like we have. It's been phenomenal. We've got an orphanage that we're trying to help also, and it takes money for that, naturally. There's just a lot of things we do that, unfortunately, in today's society cost, and they cost money. We're not asking for a lot. We just want you to consider it. We want you to pray about it. See what the Lord would have you do. If you can send us $5, we'd appreciate it. If you can send $100, we appreciate it. No gift to help us and to spread the Lord's word is too big or too small. We believe wholeheartedly, and we would pray that those that listen to us on the radio here would understand, and also those that are listening via the internet, because we put these programs on the internet along with the radio station does that also. So there's an umpteen amount of people that listen to these programs, and it's vital, because we preach a message that very, very few people preach. Very few. There's a few of them around, folks. There's a few of us out there trying to get people to understand the state of our church, churches in this country, in the world. The falsehoods that's being preached in all these churches, and the things that are being left out of the gospel because the people don't want to hear it. And we're struggling trying to get our message out, and it's hard to get our message out because very few programs, radio stations, I should say, very few radio stations will allow us to be on. Most radio stations, sad to say, most Christian, as they call themselves, Christian radio stations will not allow our message on because we are confrontational. We don't preach the love gospel. And that's all they want to hear. They just want to hear the love side of Jesus, and that's all. They don't want to hear anything else. And when they hear a sample of our message, they say no. We don't want somebody on our radio station that's going to preach the way you guys do. We don't believe that there's anything wrong with the preachers that you talk, the ministries that you talk about. We like those ministries, and we just don't believe it. Well, and they don't believe it because, see, it's a business to them. Everything's money. That's sad, but everything in this world is about money, and it's sickening. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, just like in Bibles, just like in Jesus' day of walking on the earth, it took money to do things. It took money to buy bread, took money to buy food. You know, it took money to pay the taxes that they had people had to pay. You know, there was money in those days also, and it took a certain amount of it to get by. And the same thing here today. We're a small ministry. I have a outside of my preaching and my ministry, I also have a job, a regular job that I work, and it keeps me very busy. But I have a family, and we don't live, believe me, we live very modestly, very modestly. We are the type of people that we try to give more than we take, and we live very modestly in doing so. And that's our choice. Now listen to me, that's our choice. We help try to help people. We try to do what's right. We don't like to blow our horn, but we do what we think the Lord would want us to do. And I'm going to give you a little example of that as how myself and my wife are. We were coming from, we live in a small town. We were coming from a larger town today, earlier. And actually, it wasn't today. I'm so sorry. It was on a Saturday, and we were coming home, and we saw a pickup truck, and people, they had bought new mattresses. They were still wrapped, but they were the kind of mattresses that have the two individual smaller ones that sat side by side as box spring, and then the big mattress on top. And the two smaller ones were on top of the big one, and they flew off the truck. It was very windy. And we went past them, and they was loading them back up, a man and his son. And I mentioned to the wife, I said, "Do you think they got anything to tie them down with?" And she said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, the right thing to do would be to go back and check." And I said, "They may be gone by the time we get back there, but we're going to go anyway." So we turned around at the next opening and went back. They were still there, and I got out and asked them if they had anything to tie it down with. And he said, "No, but I'm going to drive up here to this hardware store, bill of materials type of place, you know, and I'm gonna buy me something." And I said, "Well, let me look in the back of the truck and see if I've got something that would help you." And I knew I had some ratchet straps in the back of my truck. And he said, "Well, that'd really be great." Well, I walked around and I lifted up this. I had a sign in the back of my truck, and I lifted it up, and he was standing there. And I said, "Could you grab those ratchet straps there?" And he pulled them out, and they was in the packages. And I told him, "Take a couple out of there." And he took them out, and he said, "Well, where do you live at? We got to be able to get these back to you somehow." And I said, "No, you don't. You keep those. They're a gift. But you know, God bless you. And I want you just pass that favor on to somebody that might need help sometime in the future." And he looked at me like I was crazy. You could tell from his attitude he wasn't a Christian man, because when I said, "God bless you," twice, he kind of looked at me like I was nuts. And he was having a little hard time figuring out why I would give him these ratchet straps. You know, you got to buy these things. You know, they're not given to you. But they weren't real expensive, but that's not the point. It doesn't matter how much they cost. And he looked at me and he said, when I said to him, "Pass on that favor," he said, "I will, I promise." I said, "Well, God bless you. Remember, the Lord loves you." And, we got in our truck and left. Now, it was a small thing. But if we all, that's how my wife and I believe God wants us to live. If I've got ratchet straps in my truck and a man needs them, I'm going to give them to him. I don't care where he's from. And I would hope that you would be the same way. And I really do mean that. You need to be in a position in your life where you're willing to give and not take back. And that's how we like to live our life. That's how we preach our ministry. To give. You know, it's just that way. I mean, it's just the way we like to live. And that's why we need help. We do give. We give a lot, and we give a lot joyfully and pleasing to the Lord. We love to be able to help people. We get so much more out of helping people. I get so much out of preaching the word and knowing somebody heard it that makes me ecstatic. But we do need your help. We just need your help in a small way. We don't need, we're not like these big guys that say, you know, we only need 150. We need you to help us raise about $400. That's all. About $400 or $500 is all we need help with, folks. It's not very much money. It is if it comes from one person, naturally. It is if it comes from just me. And it is if it comes from just one of you. But if you folks that hear the message out there would consider giving a few dollars, 5, 10, 20, whatever, you know, together with what we can do, we can kind of get this debt out of the way and get it taken care of. It's not a big debt. It's only $400 or $500. It's a minor thing compared to what most ministries are. But we just, right now, it's been a tough time for everybody. We've had a lot of things happen in our personal life with the devil. Satan attacks us all the time. Somebody shot out might have mentioned this before, the windows of my wife's van, you know. We got one of them fixed, got one more to get fixed. It's expensive to fix those big windows in those vans. And, you know, you just do what you got to do. And it really bothers me to ask for your help. But the Lord has given us a job to do. He's given us a ministry that's for Him, and it's all about Him. And I just would ask that you would help us to put forth the word like we're doing. Continue to keep us on radio. Can help us to get the little bit of equipment upgrade we need. It's minor stuff, but it's still things that we need help with. So we just ask your help here to do what you can do. You don't have to take it all on yourself. Like I said, if you can give $5, we would appreciate it. I want to tell you our address. Our address is Forgotten Word Ministries, Post Office Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois 62320. That's Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point. That's C-A-M-P, another word, P-O-I-N-T, Illinois 62320. We really would appreciate your help if you can do it. We love coming to you every day like we do through the week. And at nighttime, and it's on our program, we understand, is on in the morning and the evening. And it's been a real blessing. And like I said, we're up to 120 programs, I guess, now. And that is just so hard to understand and fathom sometimes, to know that the Lord has given us the opportunity to spread the word, the true word. We believe that we have a very unique ministry, and that we preach the truth about what the Lord's word is. We are not afraid to talk about preachers and what they preach. Because if they're preaching things that aren't the truth, it's our duty. It's the Lord's calling to us, making it our duty to warn you that there's false things out there. Things are bad. And if those bad things are out there, we have to warn you. So we just want to tell you, we love coming to you. We certainly pray that our programs have been a blessing to you. We really pray they are. We feel like that's what the Lord's wanted us to do all along. He confirms it with us with comments made by people. So we pray that you also are learning something from it. Again, if you can help a little bit financially, we would love it. It would really help us out. We want your prayers too, but send any donations you can, folks, to Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois 62320. God bless you.